He was at Newcastle as well, wasn't it? I haven't told him.
Yeah, he was.
He was at Newcastle, yes, yeah.
Bro, I used to see him there at Newcastle, bro.
Oh, yeah, so you're saying it like on a personal level.
Then I just left. They got rid of me. Personally,
But yeah. You was ahead of him as well, Paul.
Yeah, I was ahead of him. But then he started just... Then he went to Peterborough, started banging off then. I haven't told him. Don't ever get it twisted. But I swear down, if it's not penalties, I'm better than him.
With Mikel Merino up front, we're second. One place below first place. So are you telling me now, Ranger?
You could win us the league.
That you'll win us the league.
I'll win us the league. Hey, yo, trust me. Get it on. Trust me. I leave my...
Bye, brother.
Shout me, bruv. I'll win us the league.
People, we're back again. The tickets are running out. You need to buy them ASAP. May the 8th. Hackney Empire. We're going again. 10-year anniversary. Filthy life. Yeah? Get involved. Special guest again, innit, Paul?
Come on, my brother.
Very special guest. You got my brother, Young Tef.
My brother. Tef, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, gone.
Come on. Dead there.
Filthy.
Pinky ring.
The inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
You saying it's out now?
No, 2nd of May, man. The single's out now. The single's out now. But, yeah. 2nd of May, man. We outside,
second
man.
Of
keep
May,
the change,
outside.
My album, man.
Yeah. Six days after that, the live. Were you saying surely
I'm
the
there?
Line.
You know
he's
I'm
like,
there,
come on,
man.
Bro. So he was front he's row.
Last, yeah, I was at the last. Front are you row, mean, bro? Bro.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm a filthy fan, you
of course.
Know.
No, you're filthy.
I watch
family.
Filthy.
You're filthy.
As soon
family,
as it comes up on my, yeah, driving in the house ski. Anywhere, I'm watching Filthy. You get
do you
me?
Do you know what
so?
I love about the man, them? They will finish a sentence with yeah, so they'll start.
Maybe, yeah,
I'll go into the yeah, and it's like
trust
yeah,
me. So you're supposed yeah. to know what's in
if
between.
I know,
yeah?
You understand?
Yes.
Yeah.
And obviously, we got another special guest inside. You know, we're all about the ballers. Them. Now Ranger in the place.
Like Alan Shearer.
Come on.
Ex Newcastle.
Like Alan Shearer, blood.
Do you know what?
Royalty in I behave myself now as well. That's
nah, boys.
Knows, isn't it? Trust
we're going to do
trust
something different with today's guest because usually we do the, who's the best player you played with? Who's your favourite manager? You see, today, Paul, we're going to ask, what would Niall do? What would Niall do? It's a question that surely
people ask themselves. Yeah. How many times have you been in a situation and just thought to yourself, my man's trying to take me for an EJ, you're gonna give me a yellow card. What would Niall do?
Bro, I've experienced it.
What did you
I'm
do?
I'm waiting.
Did you do what Niall would do or did you do what Lippy would do?
You know what? I ain't really got Niall ability. But in my mind, I was going crazy.
You're faster. You're fast.
I'm
you're
quick.
Fast, you're
I'm
fast,
quick.
You're
I'm quick. Faster than you. Bro.
No, never.
We're gonna get
never,
it done.
Never,
you know.
No chance.
We're gonna get
it done. We're
gonna get it done.
From the off, maybe, but once I get into my stride,
the stride, yeah, I think the stride might kill you.
Why,
stand.
Young boy? Why
nah,
you speak?
Nah, because I'm just bro.
I'm faster
I'm just,
than
you're not faster
you
than me.
Big foot, you.
You're not faster.
And I am fast.
He is fast though.
Now
I've played with
him.
He's fast
as well, bro. But he, yeah, he's fast.
The stride.
No, but you're right,
thing, bro.
When I've played with you or against you, you've been right back, innit? It's not.
You know what? Filthy Sports Day. This
I'm
summer.
Ready.
This needs to happen.
I'm
yeah.
ready.
Long
I'm
jump.
Ready.
You were talking about long jumping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
are not jumping.
Oh,
he can't
mean?
Jump no fence.
I
he's jumping
jump,
the fence.
Got, hey,
I'm
nah,
involved.
Brother.
But you're going to say, oh, you play football. I'm involved in this.
No,
sports,
I play football as well.
Okay, cool, cool.
This thing's been going on. Let me kind of explain to the people. Let's give an example. Let's throw one out. One from back in the day. What would Niall do? Simple one.
Go on.
Obue, substitute. Come on the pitch. Couple mistakes, they've taken him off. What would Niall do?
Wait, how long was he actually on the pitch for?
That's mad, you know.
Ooh,
getting
how long was he actually on the pitch for that game?
I remember that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. What made it mad is his mistakes didn't necessarily lead to anything that mad that
but
was going on.
But he was just
on.
Doing too much nonsense.
But Wenger saw you are a problem right now.
Now, if he stayed on, it got it would have been worse.
What's
to
worse?
Come off.
Can I ask you a question? What's worse?
Yeah, what's worse?
Being subbed as a sub or being subbed before halftime?
Subbed as a sub. Coming on to affect the game and getting taken off because you're making
that's
things
way worse.
Worse.
Oh, that's in my
worse.
Mind, I was thinking about it as like, if you were a sub, you wasn't part of the original plan, so you've come on and then it hasn't worked, which is cool.
Yeah.
But if you're a starter and before the halftime whistle you come, you was part of the original
yeah,
plan.
Yeah, it depends on the context though. Another player might have done a mad thing where you've had to sacrifice. I don't know when you get subbed in the first half, but as a sub coming
yeah,
on,
yeah, it's a sacrifice out getting, here.
Nah,
sacrifice
that's
mad. Pardew's nearly done that to me.
What?
Yes, bruv.
What happened?
Alan Smith said you can't do that to the young lad. Don't do that to him. I was like 20.
How old are you?
Man United.
No way.
What?
Can you just give a so you came on as a sub in that day?
I come on as a sub, but I was the man where I'll come on and I'll fit the game. He'll just look at me now. When the game's techie, now. And I knew what time it was, innit? So I'll come on, I'd just run around. And I'd done a little, I'd done my thing a little piece. But this game, I was off. Don't know why I was off. My mum was going to sub me on and then sub me right off after like 15 minutes.
No way.
But you see, I don't really know if you don't remember, yeah? RIP Chet Tilte, yeah? We, Arsenal, I come on and just damaged the game. 4-4, it was like 4-1. I've come on, 4-4. That game there was mad. Like, it was crazy.
You know, but I wasn't chatting to you for a week. You didn't even know.
I'd never met you, but I weren't chatting to you. I wasn't chatting to you.
Straight.
Same time I was thinking, wait, the way I've moved today, can Arsene Wenger really give me that little call there and say, yeah, we're going to sign? No, you get what I'm saying? Maybe. I was just thinking that, like, rah, I played cold today. You know when you play cold? I was like, I played cold today. I knew it, but Arsene, my boy, isn't it? So it's kind of techie.
You've done it twice, though, because you one time I was in my house watching you kill Koscielny and get sent off. And I almost cried, fam. Koscielny got sent off because of Niall. Yeah,
them man don't like me, bruv, Koscielny. Trust me. Them man there, I must
don't like
you. He don't like me. He must pop up in his jeans every so often. But he's chilling in his mansion, chilling. So you can't knock him. He done his thing, innit? But them man there, I gave them a nightmare. It's 100%.
So that's the only time it's ever happened, like where you got subbed, where the potential of being subbed as a sub is the only time it ever happened.
It didn't happen because Alan Smith was there and he was like, nah, don't do that to him.
But have you ever been subbed before? Like, normally subbed and thought, rah, like, I had something to say, but you didn't say something. Or did you say
something? Come on, and then what?
No. You've played, or you started, and you come off, but you felt like you didn't deserve to be, and you said anything mad, or you just.
Nah,
are you just giving him a look?
That ain't really happened to me. That ain't really happened. So I can't really.
So it's never a point when you thought, like, rah, I'm on the manager, or nah, man, I need to tell him something more.
There's been a few times, like, there's managers. I don't know, said something in the change rooms and it's like he's tried to make me the scapegoat.
In front of everyone?
In front of everyone.
There's been, has that happened?
Phil Brown.
What was his reason? What were their reasons though? When Phil Brown done it, what was his reason doing it?
I don't know. You lost your man. Then I was like, bro, what are you talking? I didn't lose my man. Like, my man is not losing me. I know my thing in this. Like, he's not losing me. And then he's like, you lost your man. Come on, I want to take you off. You got 5 minutes, I'm pulling you off. Like, it'll just be mad. But then I don't want to kick off too mad because once I start, I don't think I'll stop, innit?
So what was your relationship like with Phil Brown as well?
Yeah, he's good. He loved me.
Oh, serious?
Like, there's some.
So that was a minor one? That was just like a minor hiccup?
Yeah, there's a minor one. But I feel like him trying to stick it on me like that gets everyone going, like, right, he's getting on to Niall. So you get what I'm saying? Let's chat.
Do you hate being that guy though?
Bro, if it's got to help the team, because not everyone can take the pressure. Like, if a manager goes to a certain player and is like, yo, sticks it all over them, they might crumble and that's it. You're not seeing them come out again. Like, do you get what I'm saying? They just crumble. With me, I feel like you knew I could.
But how long did it take you to embrace that calm? Obviously, man's a bad youth. It used to be a bad youth as well. And certain times they go in and they want to address the whole classroom, but they're talking to you. Sometimes I'm just going to bone out.
I feel like bowling out more time, but I just say, you know what? If I bone out now, it could just be the end
of
my
contract. You know.
It could be you're not involved for however long. Like,
let me ask you this then now. That match ended 4-4.
Oh, right, you're still on that one.
See it, my man's eyes.
Let's
just
say, at the end of that match, you got into a little bit of a ruckus with Koscielny, like you said. And then at the end of the match, Koscielny said, yo, who are you?
That one hurt. I got a story for you after
this. But then, the next game against Arsenal, you score. And you do. I know what player we're going to talk about in this one as well. We're going to talk about my boy, best left back in the world. And a left back.
Best in the world, bro.
Stop it.
He is quality.
That weren't a pen the other day either.
Before we get on to that, you did intercept and say, I got a story. I slightly want to hear the story and then we can go to Skelly. Why not?
See how you said, who are you, dog? Basically, I think it was a left back, Jose Enrique, innit?
Liverpool.
Was he at Liverpool?
Newcastle.
He was playing. What game?
It was Newcastle versus Liverpool.
Okay. Well, Wednesday night? Thursday night? Tuesday night?
Yeah, I don't know.
It feels like a night game.
It might have been a Saturday. I can't really remember. Two quay back. I can't remember.
Come on.
But he's gone to him. He's had like a little altercation with Fernando Torres. And then we've gone to him at the end and said, what did he say to you? Like in Spanish? And he was like, bro, he's so cheeky. He said, bro, who are, like, what are you doing? Don't ever come up to me like that again. You can't even afford what's in my fridge.
Who said that?
Fernando Torres.
Said that to Enrique, man.
And you know what?
And then they become teammates.
You know when he said that?
Teammates the next
they come
season.
Teammates. Because Jose was on a bad boy. He was cold, left back.
Yeah, yeah.
But cold, he said cold, to him, cold, yo, cold. Don't ever touch me like that again.
You can't even afford what's in my fridge.
When I heard that, I, as a youngster, I was like, I had to turn and say, what's he got in his fridge?
Caviar, rude boy. Caviar.
So before we go into Skelly, what would Nal do if Fernando Torres said that to you? You can't afford what's in his fridge,
bro. As a youngster, there, I probably would just, that would have humbled me, you know. Because at the time, that I'd keep it 100. Because that's probably
it's Fernando Torres.
It's Fernando Torres.
It's too much. It's too much.
That was a good one, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's a good one. Because I probably can't afford what's in your fridge. Straight.
You're not got a nice lad.
But Miles Lewis Skelly though, just a young kid playing his football, innit? Yeah, and let's have it right. We don't want to do too much, but we look around on the filthy panel.
Mm.
We all look a certain way. Yeah, it's not. It's no
tanned.
Yeah, we're tanned. Yeah, tanned.
I'm black, bro.
Yeah, we're black people, and there's a bit of a agenda.
Looking voices.
Well, let's start. We don't
have to go all the way there, but people are saying if he wasn't a black you, if it was a white you. It would be more like they're more appreciating the aggression, appreciating the cheekiness. Because who else did it? There's another player someone else's celebration and it was fine. Who was it?
So where do you start? Madison?
Hoyland.
Yeah, Madison. Hoyland. Hoyland.
We can go on forever.
So that treatment, let's have it right. The media ain't exactly your best
like
friends.
Me, bro. They don't like
but
me.
In this situation, what would you do?
First things first, they would have definitely rubbed me out as well. Maybe because of the skin thing, but they would have definitely been like, yeah, made up some mad story or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But Serious Skelly, like obviously, he's playing for Arsenal, he's doing his thing. He's young, it's probably adrenaline what just made him do that. But still, it's just giving back, innit? Like it's just a bit of cheeky, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But if a man was a different race done that, you just don't know, innit? But it's the fact that he's got that skin tone. And they're onto him and he's young. You get what I'm saying? But then I think I see Carragher talking some crap about it.
Yeah, I didn't like that Carragher. Never,
yeah, bro. Carragher like was saying something about someone else. And then with him, he was like, yeah, that's not
like
good.
It's like it's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
Bro, it's football, bro. And he's from the trolling era. He's from the internet
era. I don't like that generation of, because obviously you're from that generation of football.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, the young lads have to clean my boots. And
yeah.
Bro, if you're good enough, just leave him alone, bro. It's like, yeah, the best kids have to clean my boots and
all the time. That's where I was from, that era there.
Yeah, that era's that's a bullying era.
Some players used to pay him and a nice change.
Yeah, see?
Happily.
Oh, well, they used to give him change for cleaning the boots.
I didn't know that.
But the old one.
I had to do it as a young boy.
Who paid you?
Jeremy, yeah?
Yeah.
You know old school Jeremy?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Bare language.
But he French.
I was kidding, he's
Cameroon.
Cameroon. No, I don't actually know. He's like, now you clean my boots. I was like, no problem, I'm youngster. I'll have done it for free. Bruv, my mum will just hit 150. I'll be like, let me know. Boots you got, I'll clean every single boots. And I'm on a young change then at Newcastle. I'm like, you know what, any boots you got, just let me know. Instantly, I'll clean them. Spanking new. Trust me.
So you wasted bare money then? I'm just clocking now. Bear Jesus
money.
Christ.
Bare money. I don't want to get that bare money.
So you know what I want to ask, yeah? So you're from that era of obviously cleaning the players' and boots and that. But I saw a Rooney interview once, yeah? It's a recent interview where he said he's training with the first team at Everton.
Oh, my God.
And he said he got there and at first he was like, oh my days, like I'm with the first
with
team.
Stubbsy,
and
with
said,
Ferguson.
And he said then he played like half hour into the session. He looked around, he said, bro, these men are dead. I'm better than all these men.
Sunday supplement. No, it wasn't Sunday supplement. It was like an Everton podcast or something like that. Yeah.
And he wasn't even trying to be funny. He was just like, bro, like, did you ever get to that point? Because when you was young, bro, you was something, bro.
Yeah, I was popping off.
You get me? And that Newcastle team weren't exactly... Like, who was blocking
Colaccini.
No, it was Oba. When I first got there, it was Oba. When I first started training with the first team, Oba Martins.
Oh, Oba Femi.
Oba Femi, yeah.
How old is he?
Damien Duff. Oh, bro. They used to always take the piss. You know, he used to take the piss. Jose Enrique used to always take the piss. Like, oh, it's your birthday. Were you? 59. You know, the Spanish man are different, innit?
It's your birthday today, amigo.
Yeah, 59.
It's your birthday today, amigo.
There was Mark Viduka. Mark Viduka.
Was Ben Arthur there them times?
Nah, Ben Arthur come later on. Hey, you see him? We can talk about him later, but
he's
yeah.
Fake.
He's fake. He's
fake. Who else? Damien Duff. Who else was the striker? Are we talking about strikers, yeah?
Yeah.
Or just all the...
Was Carroll there at the time? Was he coming up with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he was coming up. But he was ahead of me, but he was like, he was coming up as well. But I'm going to name the main hitters, though. Mark Viduka. Michael Owen come. Michael Owen come there.
Was he rubbed by then?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Do you know what helped
Pace him? Was gone.
I think Shearer was leaving. This was a story I heard. Shearer must have been leaving. And then he basically had like 1 year left in his contract, but he couldn't, no one could come to the team while and be Shearer on a higher there. Pay than Shearer. Yeah, yeah, you get what yeah, I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah. Then Michael Owen's coming on 100 bags a week. So they've put Shearer on the last year of his contract. And he's coming to the end of his career on 110 or something like that. So he just said, Mo, I think he called him Mo. Thank you very much. You get what I'm saying? So things like that, like it was mad, man. It was, and then when I'm going in the change room, I'm like, yo, this is mad. Ooh, like Michael Owen sitting over there, and shit. It was nuts.
That's
it
crazy. Nuts. That is crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's the only black
member
man
coming from his phone book. New revival, you know, poet, brother. You know.
This is why it's mad for me. I used to do youth work in, obviously, as you know, and this was one of the people that I used to look after in his. For some strange reason, Teletubby socks and...
Trust me. Catching bear cases, rubbing, doing the madness. And he used to always be like, bruv, stop acting up. We're going football. So I said, just be like, no, love football. Ride my BMX. Link point. And then they just get positive future. It was proper, man.
It was
what
proper
he was
good
doing.
Shout out
didn't have
well.
To do it. Didn't have to do it. He was doing it for us still.
Yeah,
for
but real. Now you're just like Egypt. Like,
Egypt,
man.
Egypt.
Listen, you could... I'm not telling you... All right, boys, I just got to talk to the crowd quick. I'm not telling you to Google Now's age, but Poet was his youth worker.
You know, I was trying to do the maths.
Right, don't
you know, I was trying to do the maths, though.
All right, shut up.
Hey, listen, what's going on in here?
Hey, the cream I use is crazy, man.
Yeah,
the cream
black
I
don't
crack. Crazy, man. Come on, man, black
we'll
don't
move
crack.
On, we'll move on.
Come on.
We'll move on. We're
he's
back
the
park.
Youngest youth worker.
And I used the youth. He's a youth one of 2 years older working. Than everyone. Used
youth doing youth work, yeah. Kid, you know.
No, I was not.
Yeah.
I was, to be fair, but enough about me.
You know what? Another situation. And this, you see with this one, I swear to God, before Greg Productions, I actually thought, what would Now do? What would Now do if you was training hard, bro? You just got to this new club. They bought you for big dough, big hype surrounding it. You're training hard. It's not going well, though, but you're training hard. You're training hard. Your manager goes out there, says, Nile ain't training hard enough. We got to send Now to the mountain resort.
Not just that, though. Give the other bit, though.
What's the other
bit? They get broke up by Arsenal. You didn't even play.
Sancho don't play.
You didn't even play.
Now didn't play.
Goes to the interview and says, Now ain't training enough.
Yeah, Now ain't training enough.
And you're then, in your yard.
Don't end it there, though. Don't end it there. Mm. Because the next time you come training, you're eating your lunch in your car.
Your car. With the picnic them, training with the picnic them.
You're looking at your brethrens through the window.
They're looking at you, you know
that.
Like,
now, I want to ask you this. I want to ask you
that one.
Two sets now before you answer. I feel like, you're giving the safe answers right now. Yeah. I need to know the truth right now.
Because everyone
I
says
need
Sancho
to know
is
the
bad.
Truth.
The question is though, what would Now do?
What would Now do?
I might be on a private jet somewhere, you know, flying somewhere. If I'm on that type of papers, you might catch me somewhere just, but then I don't want my contract terminated, you get it? But that disrespect there is
them
mad.
Big paper, their contract can't get terminated like that to know my lad. No, sir. Them, you need like a 5, you need to give you 5
warnings.
Yeah. Just come back.
But would you have come out and said, "Rah, the manager's lying"?
Yeah, I would have said something.
You would have said something.
I would have definitely said something.
If you felt you was training,
but my tweet would have had to been governed because
AI, ChatGPT.
I would have to govern.
This
that
is an AI.
It would be too mental. It would be too mad.
It'd be too North London.
Too mad.
Yeah. Put it in ChatGPT.
Too gully. Yeah, too gully. It'd be too gully. So I'll have to be like, "Yo, can you check?" Make sure and just pull it in your own words and because
yeah, because the hair what, bruv? I know them dead. Yo, shut your mouth. You like, take the mist.
Let me ask you, Tef. Yeah, go South on. London, Man go United. On. Yeah, how proper. Did you feel about that Jade and stuff? Regardless of how we was playing, how did you feel about it?
Obviously, remember we wanted Sancho for like 2 years before we signed him, innit? So when he finally landed. Yeah, man was charged, bro. You seen a picture of Pogba, Sancho, Ronaldo.
It was crazy.
I was thinking, we're about to go do the madness. And then, I don't know if he was... Obviously, when he was at Dortmund, he was more doing his thing on the left, innit? And we started playing him on the right. I don't think the right suited him. But a footballer is a footballer, isn't it? Wherever you play, you got to play, you get me? But the level's just going down. But I don't think Ten Hag was right to come out and say my man weren't training properly and whatever. But when Sancho came out and said the mad thing, I was like, I know this is going to go left. Like, this isn't ever going to, do you know what I mean? It's never going to, this isn't going to end well. I knew it weren't going to end well.
But it's only super bad, those things in England, though, car.
Yeah.
In Spain, man will say, yo, shut up, Gaffer, and then you score a hat-trick on the weekend, bro. I'm not going to drop him.
Americanized culture is the same, you know? Like, I think in America at first, the athletes were the more important than the actual team. Mm. So it's always been like that. Mm. So man can't, I don't care who the manager of Chicago Bulls is. You can't tell Michael Jordan.
Let's have it right, yeah? United.
Yeah.
There's guys that's got there when he got there that are doing just as bad.
Worse. Or worse.
Mason Mount. Worse. These and guys are stinking up the place, bro. You get me?
So Campbell mean.
Mm. Yeah,
It's the amount of P he came for though as well, bro. And he's on mad contract.
He came for the same P as Hoyland.
It's not his fault.
Yeah.
True.
As Hoyland.
Yeah. Hoyland more. Hoyland was 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 80 something. Yeah. Yeah. And Mason Mount was the same. 70
odd million each.
Mason Mount was 75.
Go check.
Jadon Sancho 75. Hoyland was 80 plus.
Now, how about this, yeah? You know, for example, mostly I remember at Swindon. You're at Swindon and I'm thinking to myself, Geza, how are you going to move from Swindon? Because you were at Southampton before.
Yeah, I was at Southampton, then I went to Swindon, yeah.
Yeah, and then Richard phones me, goes, Paul, Mikey just told me Dennis Wise has just phoned Niall.
Mm.
So in my mind, this is crazy. What do you mean Dennis Wise phoned Niall?
Yeah, it was mad.
But old Chelsea legend.
Yeah, so then obviously you moved to Newcastle.
Yeah.
Now, it's not the same because Jadon Sancho was at Borussia Dortmund, which is a more, much more high profile.
And
club,
I respect him for making that step to go out abroad. I would never do that.
You wouldn't never have done it then.
Never. No chance. No.
If you was
young
now, you would.
But what I want to know is just how difficult is it from a young man like yourself, like Jadon Sancho, to go from a place where there's not going to be that much cameras, a place where there's not going to be that much attention, to the full-on Premier League? What are the difficulties in the transition? Just so I can understand the mind of Jadon Sancho, because Dortmund is going crazy. When he goes to United, I'm scared.
Yeah, of course.
I could never be scared now.
It's the microscope though, man.
Mm. But I feel like even with him, Dortmund, he kind of done his thing and then got that move. He was in the camera, the limelight. Everyone knew when he was doing the flashy. See, with me, I wasn't even at that level where the cameras are on me like that. It was because I was so young, innit? And it was like, who is this little youth with the gold tooth just banging off for Swindon? But at the time, I was at Southampton. And then obviously I had lots of cases and just a madness. But then they flipping got rid of me because I was stealing kit, whatever, whatnot. Just little dumb stuff.
Yeah,
I
went to Swindon. I can't believe it.
I went to Swindon. Done my thing there. I done a pre-season. Done my thing there. And then next day I'm getting a call from Dennis Wise. I'm like,
how'd you get your number?
I just saw Chelsea kit with the, like Michael Dubry times. You get what I'm saying? With the Hasselbank. I just said, Dennis Wise, I know who this guy is. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
The little short midfielder.
Short midfielder. And he come on the phone. Was he Essex?
Mm. Essex boy,
He's like, listen, you know what he says? So I was like, rah, nah, who's this?
Ain't the first thing, where you get my number, bro?
No, I didn't even say it. I don't even know if it was BlackBerry times or whatever. I just asked someone, I was like, oh, yeah, who is this? He's like, it's Dennis Wise, mate. I need you to listen, Newcastle want you. And I was like, I'm not coming there. Because I just said, I'm here. Yeah, because
mission, though.
It was just that, it was far, but then it was like, bruv, I've gone from Southampton to Swindon now, and I'm doing my thing here pre-season. Now you're saying Newcastle. I'm like, no, I'm not coming there. I'm just distance the, I don't
now I want
I'm
to be in the yard dance
team.
Still.
You get what I'm saying? I was like, nah. And you know what? When I got there, man just always was trying to get back to London, but I killed the pre-season because I was mid-pre-season with Swindon, then I killed the pre-season with Newcastle.
Oh, that same the same summer?
The same. I didn't get to...
Oh, you didn't even play for the Swindon
I went to Swindon
team.
For like a week and a half. Then I got the call from Dennis Wise. Then I finished up the pre-season with Newcastle and they were on to me.
What, Newcastle first team pre-season?
Yeah, not first team.
Uh-oh.
Just like...
23s
and
that.
23s and that. Yeah, reserves. Yeah. And then, from there, it was mad. They was like, listen, sign this. And I was like,
what are the difficulties in terms of attention then? Because that's the one thing I always... It's even like within this job it happens now. Some man would be doing... A job like Filthy Fellas. It's all going well. You got a level of attention. But there is always another step where you just can't go anywhere without someone putting a camera in your face. I still feel Sancho in Germany, I've gone a lot of times, it's still calm. Manchester's a mad thing. They've all got an Ivy now.
They better Ivy. They got a sexy fish.
You know why it's hard? You know why it's hard to say that? It's hard to say it because at the time I wasn't in... I can talk as if I was... Sancho, but at the time I was just wasn't really popping and thinking I'm going to get to that level where cameras are going to be on me. I'm not that guy yet. Do you know what I'm saying? If I was Sancho and I was at Dortmund and going to Man United, it would be different because I know the cameras are going to be the pressure, the money. Them times I was young thinking it's just fun, innit?
But so did you not really think, wow, Newcastle's a massive club, bro?
Yeah, I thought it's a massive club, but I thought, what am I going to really do there? Am I even going to get... So I wasn't thinking about the cameras and all the... You're going to just get up
that's
and ramp
up. That's the streets in you. That's the streets in you. Think of the
I
worst.
I just think I'm going to go have fun, innit? He's from the roads, man. That's the streets. Stinging up the place. I was like, bro, this is actually working. Like, and then it might hit me then, like,
so what was your frame of mind when it does hit you and you're like, oh, this is actual reality?
Am I going to actually play Premier League? I thought, am I going to make an appearance with that? I'm training with all the first team players. Am I actually going to play? Like, what's happened? Like, I did feel a bit of pressure. I'm not going to lie, a little piece. But then it was more pressure of how's my first touch going to be? It wasn't more like cameras and da da da.
Well, let me ask you this then, yeah? Because I think with Jadon Sancho, if, say he came through the United ranks and he was just a winger that you had, he'll be judged completely different.
Look at Rashford.
So, there you go.
Rashford didn't get that pressure later on.
Yeah, but what I wanted to ask, I think obviously it's the price tag, innit? Sancho came for big dough, highly anticipated. So have you played with anyone that was bought for big dough and that kind of done what it done to Sancho?
I would say, if we're going to say, because Newcastle's the biggest club I played for, it's probably Michael Owen. Like, I actually played, did I play with him? I feel like I'd come on or like, do you know what I'm saying? Not for long, but... I saw the pressure it was because he's like on 100 grand a week. You don't really see 100 grand. Mm. So then he was getting, but I'm thinking in my head, rah, you scored at England when you were 17. You've done this and that. You must be able to handle that. You know what I'm saying? But I could see that things weren't clicking and it would just look like he was getting pressure. Like,
but Alan Shearer was gaffer then, no?
Nah, he was gaffer there, but.
Was you there when he was there?
I was there, yeah. Yeah. Gave me a new contract.
Because I see Alan Shearer, where he was gaffer and he said he knew he was done with Michael Owen because there was a game and they needed...
Them two don't like each other.
This is why.
I swear down.
Yeah, this is why.
Oh, I might be... I remember.
This is why, because my man's like, yo, like, man, watch him in training, he's bottom corner and everything. And then in the morning, woke up, my man's like, we needed him. I think it might have been like relegation type game.
I think it was the Aston Villa game. We needed to win a match on it.
And my man just said, I'm not available.
He just flopped. I think we just flopped.
I think Michael Owen said he's not available.
Oh, I think, yeah, because Michael Owen used to get on a helicopter.
He used to
get on a helicopter to training. I used to just eat my breakfast and I just said, I'm thinking, I'm looking at so I'm seeing a helicopter, I'm seeing Michael Owen just walking. I'm like, your money's too long.
You got a bag if you're arriving to training in a helicopter.
His life was different. He said he learned to make a cup of tea at like 26.
Yeah, but that's what
Wait,
I'm saying.
What?
He had everything done for him.
He
had everything done for him.
He learned to make a cup of tea at 26 years old. He finished a film for the first time at 30.
I see that.
Bro.
He didn't watch films or nothing.
Everything was, yeah.
Imagine this was what would Owen do?
He's
nothing.
He was like 17 years old.
Yeah.
Just chill.
Like, he's a youth, man. It's like Skelly now, just...
But
bro, I see Skelly post the other day, like, yeah, they're back to school tomorrow. I said, what?
Skelly?
I rate it though, but I feel like his mum and dad got him grounded with it. Like, you get what I'm saying? He's saying an interview about my grandma. My grandma's in the crowd.
Yeah.
Rate that one.
But that's what I like. I like a player that's not just a player, he's not a robot.
There is some tax though. There are some Arsenal tax I'll put on it.
Yeah.
I do think Arsenal fans do get a level of hate online because of their own performances.
The fans or the players.
But it spills onto the players. We all rate the players so much, yeah, that people will get onto the players just to get onto the fans. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do hear you.
Some of it, I don't think it's all...
I'm like that still.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm guilty of that. Because today I'll say Skelly is cold. Yeah,
but on Twitter,
I was like, this guy's a liability. Yeah, like, what are you not talking about?
It's trolling.
This guy's a liability.
It's
no, trolling. But this is before I sit down and watched him.
Yeah, but there's no hate in there. There's no hate in that. That's like trolling or bans.
Yeah.
But they really looking at this youth like, I don't like him.
Yeah. They want a reason not to like him.
But it must be the skin. It must be the skin because he's cold.
But it's either the skin or it's like what Poet's saying, Arsenal tax. It's just like, all right, look, eyes. He's the wrong color, but
I can't have that.
He's a gooner as well. Him, therefore, him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But Sterling had that as well, remember?
I hear it, but exactly. So for me, it's a thing where
Sterling had
like, there's grown men that dislike this youth. They hate him.
Yeah,
and he's humble, bro. Mm. You understand? They'll hate him, but they'll like Conor McGregor. All these pricks. Like, let's so it's a thing where I hear the Arsenal tax thing 100%. Because let's have it right. We're talking about Lewis Skelly here just in an open conversation. You're just rating him. If we start talking about situations, then we'll apply Arsenal tactics.
Yeah,
that's the penalty incident, the red card. But the celebration, you can't add Arsenal tactics.
Do you know why though?
That's exactly.
Do you know what it is? It's just like, imagine a left back coming into the scene and for a team that is heavily hated online.
Mm.
And then everything he's doing is just hitting. Like, I've not seen a player just everything. Last every performance hits, his mum comes to the game, then you see England what his mum's doing off the pitch.
Let's talk about that. Because like
shout
you said,
out his mum, man. Role like model. Said, Tim, role model.
You said you went on the England post, there was hate.
Mm.
You turn on the telly.
There was hate.
Look what happened.
Crazy.
You understand?
Scores a goal.
But do you think they were steaming through that? Like,
that's what I tweeted. I said,
you think they were happy? They were angry, or is it like country over club?
I think it was a bittersweet moment. Because when you saw how emotional the youth was and Red Hair, maybe they thought, maybe was a bit.
I'm telling you, they're in the pub saying, you know what? He's not too bad, that kid. Saturday.
That England performance made me like him more.
You was racist as well. This is my problem. This is my problem with our own table, our own panel. Look, I'll ask you one question though now. That pressure of, do you know that we can openly speak about racism in the game now? It hasn't always been like that. So when you was playing, did you feel the racial tension sometimes within the England squad or in Newcastle where, definitely, you know, it's close to Scotland? It's crazy.
Definitely Newcastle. But a man got the little chance here and there. The you get what I'm saying? The monkey booty. Like,
you mean from Newcastle fans or just in Newcastle in general?
Newcastle fans. If man had a shit game, I'll be out in the town. Bruv, my cousin said, you got spit on your back. But what? It don't penny me. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to get paid. I'm going to go perform the same way. Like, I didn't give a shit, to be honest. I don't know.
You see racism, I've never really experienced it.
In your face. Like, not in your face.
Yeah, like, no one shouted racism at me.
But
I'm saying if, like, because I see man throwing bananas on the pitch and like, I said, let's pick up the banana and yam the banana.
Yeah, that don't affect
me.
It don't affect me, but
I see man putting things on Twitter like or something like, look, I can't. I seen a man in an interview the other day crying. I think he's in the Brazilian league or something. He was bawling like, I can't take this racism. And but it don't penny me. I just, I'm getting paid.
Have you seen anyone in your team is affected then? Even in like the younger teams or growing up, have you ever seen racism affect someone within the squad?
Not really, no. And there's a lot of people, obviously he's going about the place right now, Joey Barton.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you play with him?
I played with him. Like, and when I've heard about him, innit? Obviously, because I've been jail and I just come out and then I'm going into football and I'm hearing this Joey Barton's coming out of jail and he's coming into the first game I was involved with, the first game was Arsenal, innit? So then I've seen Joey in the lift, innit? That's the first time that I've seen him, innit? And he's like, oh, you're the young kid, innit? Like, Ranger, yeah? I was like, yeah. But he got the mop here and I'm thinking, raw, like,
Scaswig.
I know about proper. You, like, but yeah. I don't know how to. You get what I'm saying? But he was cool with me, innit?
Mm.
So I must have put out a tweet the other day because I see him doing some mad. But then I put out a tweet like, nah, Joey's cool, innit? Like, I don't know what is going on with this madness, but he's actually a cool guy with me. And I'm a face value, man. If you treat me properly, then I'll just be cool, innit? You get what I'm saying? So he dealt with me correct when it comes to you get me respecting. But obviously I've seen what he's on now and it's like, I had to delete the post.
Now? You see me now?
Huh? I had to delete the post the other day, bro. And someone said to me, do you see what he did? And I took it in, boring, scrolling. I took it in and I said, I have to delete this post about Joey's cool. Like, I think Joey's cool, but...
He's cool to you, but...
Cool to me? That's the one. Cool to me? But I had to just delete it, bruv, because he looks mad.
He broke the guy's eye socket, cheekbone at Man City, emptied out a cigar in training. No, you see me right on the man's eye. This little cool guy.
You see me on a little bit of a show thing. Like, I don't mind someone just punching up everyone. That's life, innit?
Just don't punch
but
up me.
But when it becomes all this racial, political, what I don't like about Joey Barton. It's the same thing I kind of like about him. He's a wind-up merchant. You understand? I love them kind of footballers. When you take it out too far outside the game now, I just think you're weak, innit? You're a weak man. You're a grown man. You're chatting rubbish on the internet. You're never going to see, man. He's meant to be, like, you see when we're talking to the youth them about footballers from back in the day, he's someone that we should use as an example, as like a hard man. A hard man. But he's moving like an idiot on the internet.
But you know what I think he's personally doing right now? I feel like done with his football career, the managing thing, everything. I feel like he might have a podcast.
It's like so a rage bait thing.
He's trying to just make people rage start. Bait. Yeah, rage bait thing. I think that's what he's on.
Do you know what? He's what I like to call it ism. So I wouldn't even call him, like, it's not even racism. It's not even sexism. He's all of the isms together in one. He's just an ism. So just
allow
them ism.
Let's move on from the ism mutes, man. I'm back in the car asking what now would do. Because another United player you mentioned, Marcus Rashford, very unfair treatment. So what would now do? Working hard for Newcastle. Newcastle aren't
feeding
doing
the youth them.
Feeding the youth them.
Trust me,
lockdown feeding
all of that.
The youth them, it's mad.
But Newcastle aren't doing too well. You might not be doing amazing, but no one is, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then you get a knock on your door or however they do it, phone call, and they say going on loan to a team, and if they want to keep you, they're going to keep you.
Can I pause there?
That'll hurt
me,
you know.
Can I add to it as well? A season and a half ago, you was top goal scorer loved you. And a year and a half later, the same people that love you are doing Instagram polls. They're on Sky Sports. They're everywhere saying, get rid of Marcus. The same people that 2 years ago saying they love you. What would now do?
The game's horrid. But I would I think I'll cut, you know.
You wouldn't want to go back, would you?
I wouldn't want to play. Like, I don't think I want to. I'd just cut and be like, you know what? I've done my part. I fed the kids. I've done what I could do for you lot. When we were down bad, I'll just bust out. I think it's my time. To run his course.
Would you feel different if it was your childhood club?
Ooh, you see what I'm saying? I'm not even thinking about them.
That'd make it worse.
That's a good question.
Worse, brother. That would hurt me, bruv. I come from academy, you know, and you're dealing with me like this. Like, you get what I'm saying? You didn't even have to pay. Obviously, I'm getting big bread now, but I've put in the work and I've got myself here and I've helped the team. That one will hurt.
But would you bust out if you got 4 years left?
I'll just cut because
if you got 4 years left on 350 and everyone else is offering you 150, are you busting out?
Ooh.
Ouch.
Are you busting out?
Ouch. But am I gonna
are you gonna play though?
Back in the team. Am I gonna play? Need that new gaffer might come.
4 years worth of 200 bags extra. Four years.
I've made a good amount though, but that chop is kind of that's chopping.
Apart from Ahmad, who's injured, there's no wing at United playing better than Rashford was when he wasn't playing right now.
Let's be real. What United done to Sancho is one thing, that's bad. What's going on with Rashford is disgusting, bro. How was this? You lot made him, I know it's a big name, you're Rooney, bro. You're Mr. Man United. You told him, you stay here. Local boy will more or less build the team around you, yeah? Crazy transition has happened in his United career. Because let's have it right. He's joined the team that was winning the league the other day. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, he's a
come
teenager.
He's played on the bare managers.
And so you lot have told him, given him the plan, you lot probably told him you give him 350 at his first contract if he stays. You feel me? So then to just go do this, it don't make no sense, man.
350 as a parent, I'm saying, brother, sit down. Sit down.
Do you know what? Just to be playing angel's advocate here.
I like that.
Come on, fam. We don't deal with the devil, dad. We leave it to the United fans. Just as an opposing argument, one thing I remember seeing, and forget about the name, but don't forget about the name. I remember when Marcus Rashford became number 10. Mm-hmm. I remember how much press there was on him being number 10. I even saw the man that's in prison right now announce it. P. Diddy. Announcing Rashford's becoming number 10 on Instagram. I'll never, ever forget that. I looked at that and said,
Diddy was grooming him.
So my only problem with all of this year is the fact that Marcus Rashford is a Manchester United player. The moment he starts moving like Michael Jordan without the crep, I might have an issue with it as well.
Was he doing that though? Let's
big
have it
chain,
right.
Private jets.
See, nah, that's the culture.
No. I hear you. I'm just giving you the opposition.
But poet, let me say.
I'm not saying I think that.
It's Angel's Advocate, you know.
I know it's Angel's Advocate. I'm just going to do Angel's Advocate as well. Google Luke Shaw normal clothes right now.
Mm.
He's dressed like Rashford.
Yeah.
Big Louis V ting. Mm. Louis V
Mason
this.
Mason Mount, same thing.
Yeah, Mason Mount. Yeah. Wait, these are flashy.
We're doing it right now. So everyone at home, make sure you do it as
Jack
well.
Jack Grealish as well.
Luke Shaw, normal clothes. Rah. My that's lord.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, no, that's.
What
not.
Is
that's
this?
Early days.
That's early days.
Oh. No, but hold on.
Bare holiday
Let me point something out. Look at the agenda, though. Look at the pictures that are up. If you type in Rashford normal clothes,
let's do that.
He's gonna be dressed like flipping Pimp C Rupert. Yeah, no, it's literally.
I need to see this. Marcus Rashford. Look, normal clothes.
Click on the Burberry thing. Click on the Burberry thing. Look at that. Ah, oh, no, that's actually a classy thing. My bad, my bad. What about the? Oh my God, they're two packed.
That's an AI.
That's AI.
It's an
AI.
This is an AI. This is an AI.
Marcus, you deserve to go on loan.
He looks like a
Who here will go back to United as it is right now if you was Rashford?
350.
For the bread.
350 me.
You'd go back just
you know
for
what
the bread.
It is? Yeah. I'd go back spiteful. I'd do the Casemiro. See what Casemiro's on?
Force your way back.
You lot try to chat to him. Yeah, you're on a little bit of bread. Go back to Brazil with your family. Nuh-uh. Dead there. 300 and something K to the last day.
Casemiro on them type of bread?
Yeah.
300 and something. 300.
They're trying to make him cut.
Rashford and Sancho, top earners there.
They're trying to make him cut. And with Rashford,
I get angry. I'll say,
do you know what the worst thing is?
No, I would have went off the rails with that.
Not even just on the money thing, even on a bigger picture. See, at first it's just for the money. Bro, he'll catch a wave, you know. They'll have to play him, bro.
And he'll re-get.
Like exactly. If he stayed, because that's why United are stupid. They kept him. You got an extra option now.
And you know what? He's got a heart for the United, you know.
So I'll ask you a question. You see the way like Lippi's just like presented a scenario. You already said you want to be out. Say the chairman says to you now, guess what now? We're going to let you go in May. These times it's January. He's saying to you, you're not getting your January move. So you got him from now until May. And then after that, you can go. Say it gets to a little sketchy period in like Easter, it's little March now. And you said, I ain't playing. But then a couple injuries, United need you now.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Have to play.
Boy, I feel like once you get to put the shirt back on, anything, if I bang a hat trick, it's changed again, isn't it? It's just, I feel like personally, if you go on the pitch and you do your thing, things could change like that.
Although the Premier League is week to week and you know, fans are week to week, are you saying the players are week to week as well? Is it possible for the 1st of March for you to feel this way and then 7 days later, Craig David style, you feel something completely different because of a little win?
It's possible, isn't it? Like, and football's weird, isn't it? Like, you could be on form. That one game when I'm with the manager or whoever's telling me you're out and you're not going to be involved and you can leave this time. It takes one game. Obviously, football's football, isn't it? If you get called in and you do your thing, the next conversations are different.
Has it happened before?
To me?
Yeah.
Well, when I was at Newcastle, obviously Pardew said you're going to train with the kids because you're late all the time. So man, I had to train for a 9-week period.
What?
Yes, 9 weeks. And then I was training with youths half my size. I was going to the other end training with them. And I was like, bro, what are they doing to me? Like, But I did my 9 weeks and then straight away. But football's so weird. He said to me, I remember, I don't care if whoever can hear this, this is real. Come to my house, big yard. Went there and he's like, Simon, my agent. And I was like, oh, think about it. Bro, Pardew, I swear said to God. That. No, Pardew said that. Simon, my agent. Yeah. I said, let me think about it. Like, let me have a think about it. The next day, I was in the squad against Southampton. Punching was I remember it like it was yesterday. And I was like, raw, this football thing's
crazy.
Strange.
Yeah.
I said to you, I think about it. He's like, okay, cool. You're on the bench, you're in the squad, everything. And I was making.
So you think he was trying to run mind games to get you to sign?
And that's how I know football just. I don't know, political, like it's weird.
What was Pardew like, you know? Sorry to keep
He was all right. And until like I started causing havoc, he was all right with me, you know, I'll be honest, he was cool. He's a proper geezer, like he's all right still.
I'm not going to ask the havoc you done because I love him, you know, I want to protect you a bit. What things did he do when you was causing havoc?
He kind of tried to protect me like and say, look, listen, hang about with the players, chill out with the players, stop going home early. Like, I know you've got your boys up here and that and you need that so you feel like you got London up in Newcastle, but chill with the players and just be a professional.
Was he there when you bought all the French, man?
Yeah, Bernard Fark, what's that?
Kabaye.
Goku. Demba. Come. Demba.
Oh my Lord.
What was Papa Cisse?
Papa Cisse was there. Their man used to do shisha. I don't want to hot him up, but I think it's... I'm hotting him up.
It's too late.
Their man would do shisha because we sometimes say stay in a hotel for... And I feel like I don't know what this is in the drink. The Spanish man always have some little cup.
Brown cup looks like half a coconut.
Yeah, so what is
with
it?
The metal thing.
Metal thing.
I see that. Messi drink.
That's calm,
Suarez.
Yeah.
I still
always see all them. But like, Cisse, shisha. I went to his room one time. He was like, no, come to my room. I was like, come play PlayStation. And man's playing PlayStation. I see the man just shishering up the place. Just, you get it, before a match.
You're not going to ask you one question then? Because there's one player that I... There's a couple of players I love, like this guy. This is one of my favorite players of all time. I love North Streets African technique. I don't know what North African technique.
It's mad.
West London technique is crazy. Ben Arthur, for me, had the potential and scope to be one of the best players
Ben Arthur was
in the world.
Darty.
Men
crazy. Kim, what happened now, man?
But with Ben Arthur,
I'm more disappointed with him than you. I don't even know him.
I swear that he's the way he, I swear to you, I was looking at this guy like, bruv, this guy is disgusting. I stopped like mid-play, we're playing like flipping, like you know little games you play and like, I'm there like, bruh, this guy is disgusting. He just done some chop. I'm like.
Yeah, his chops are disgusting.
I'm like, yo, you're fake. I can't even do that on FIFA, you're fake. I said in my head, I said you're fake, bro. You're fake.
That goal, yeah, when he grabs it from the defense and he runs from,
I think it was against Blackburn, he just, disgusting. He's nasty. I think it when he brought, but I remember him coming back a preseason.
Fat. Yeah.
He come back so fat, I couldn't believe it. I was like, listen, we're going to fight.
Was he injured?
So fat. I was injured at
the time. No, was he injured?
Yeah, he wasn't injured. No, he just come back fat. There's one time he broke his leg, yeah, at Man City. And then him coming back was kind of, it was hard for him, but he broke his leg and he come back, he was a bit iffy. But bro, I've never seen someone so good. I swear to you, I'm not even joking.
What was he like day to day? Was he punctual? Was he late? Was he a little bit like you? Was he a model professional?
Yeah, laid back. Just laid back, everything. And I think he didn't help me as well. Because I'm trying to look at these players, big money. I'm trying to aim for the stars, innit, kind of. So I'm like, I want to try, but he's too laid back. He's got that, you know, they say that black man always got an attitude. Like the manager always say, I don't know whether we're just laid back or just, they always say, oh, the black kid or whatever, just got attitude. When I don't have no attitude, that's just how I am, innit? I'm being me. But then Ben Arthur didn't help me. I'm telling you, because I was like, I can't do this laid-back thing. Look at him. I can't do the laid-back thing. And I was the main youngster. So I was like, I'm just going to be myself. You get it? But he didn't help,
Would you say that's the best player you played with?
One of them, yeah. 100%. Who else was called? Nah, he was definitely.
I'm just talking about technical, not obviously the greatest.
Him.
Do you know what? I still don't understand why he didn't make it. Is there one story you can show me at Newcastle United where you go, this is probably the reasons why he wasn't the individual to go on? Was there one thing that he done that kind of epitomised the reasons why he couldn't progress, or it's just life?
I wasn't around him long enough to see any of that. You know what I'm saying? It's just a quick spell and then I don't know what he done. Like, do you know what I'm saying? I don't know what he would do when he goes home, but the man was just laid back. I don't think he even didn't drive and you caught nothing. You just laid back, chill.
Oh, he's one of them, man. There, he's just
chill.
He's got. It's a god complex, you know. Like mentally, he's bigger than the club.
All I need to do is kick ball.
This is a stepping stone. He's treating the club as a stepping stone.
He's proper.
Everyone in the club could probably tell. Like getting driven to training, someone's picking him up. Someone's always waiting for him. This guy and all about. Yeah, exactly.
One time he was in. I went to Paris with like my ex and just a couple man, like just to chill and just to see what it was like. He was like, yo, form when I'm there. He's patterned out there, I'll tell you that much. He was like, yo, come to the shisha. I was like, bro. I could tell he knows that there's a hood in there, but the hood man. I like that. I obviously, he was patterning me like, yo, you go here, you go there. I'm going to make a guy follow you if you need help. I said, yeah. You're patterned over here.
He's basically, if Ben Arthur went down to Tottenham, you'll give him the same situation. Go there.
Trust me. You get it. And I rated it.
Let me ask you this, yeah? This is a hypothetical one. You lot got to listen in this one, yeah? So let's just say you went Newcastle, or you're at Newcastle, yeah? It went well, though. Arsenal said, you know what? That time when you said you played against Arsenal, Wenger said, nah, grab him. Yeah.
Ooh.
50 mil.
All right, stop, because I saw it now.
Let me finish, bro. It's mad.
Trust me. That's my team.
That ain't even the best bit.
Happening. You're too old.
Just hear this. That ain't even the best bit. Yeah? Arsenal buy you 50 million. You're probably the best you in the land your age, yeah?
Yeah.
You've been at Arsenal 3-4 years into the... two years into your Arsenal career. Win the league. Yeah, you're playing again. FA Cup, win the league again. Yeah, you carry on going. You carry on going. But hear this, you're an Arsenal legend at this point. Yeah, you're coming up to your late 20s. Mm. You're like, you know what? I could leave. Team's kind of going downhill. There's a couple new boys around. I'm going lower down the ranks. I'll go to a team that's decent. I'll go United.
Yeah.
I'll go United, but United are rubbish, innit? Yeah, so it don't work out at United. Liverpool are now doing well. They're challenging. They need a striker. The transfer window is closing. They say now Ranger is at United, and United, he's too good for them. Yeah. Go get Niall.
So I've left Arsenal. Yeah? I've gone to United.
You've gone to United. You've Newcastle.
Newcastle, Arsenal.
Arsenal legend. Arsenal legend. But you've leaving. So you've gone to United, now. Yeah. United ain't doing that well. Yeah. But Liverpool now, who are challenging for the league, they say, yeah, we need you to come and do a job for us. Yeah? But you get to Liverpool. They don't play you, bro. They don't play you. Who has that happened to in real life?
The yard man himself.
Raheem Sterling. Liverpool, become a City legend basically, gone to Chelsea, hasn't worked out. Arsenal have grabbed him because they need him.
And furthermore, can I name? Name me another player that's done that. Carry on.
Anelka or something, maybe.
He hasn't played for, you're talking about Liverpool. Mm-hmm. Then moved to Man City.
That's Anelka.
Then moved to
Chelsea.
And
Anelka.
Then moved to
no, but Anelka went Turkey.
He went Turkey. He went Bolton.
He went to it like that. But he went to all of them clubs.
Went to clean sweep,
including Bolton. But did he go to Newcastle?
Man City, Liverpool.
No.
Anelka never played for Newcastle.
Anelka, no.
I think Bolton.
My point is, that is a top player. Hundo, doing it at a point
that's
where
a CV.
He's
a serious CV.
That's a serious CV. The disrespect Raheem Sterling gets today.
Horrible.
The question is, if you as that individual and you've got to Arsenal and now after your CV and you're seeing Martinelli kick it into row Z, kick the ball out of the stadium.
Yeah.
You're seeing Trossard. Just seeing him is a problem for me sometimes.
Yeah, it's peak.
And
peak.
You're not getting... Brother, how would you...
But do you chat to the manager or what? Do you chat?
No, but listen. You see the manager. You remember, you're at Liverpool. He's got Gravenberch up front. Even though you're available.
Why?
Do you chat to him? No, Gravenberch, good player, but in
point,
the nine?
Is there any point chatting to him then? Because I've had a man of the, I swear he got a little man of the match. I know it wasn't the highest team, but in Champions League, he done something.
Yeah.
Bro, he's Sterling. Like top five wingers in the Champions League for England.
Sterling?
Yeah, I see a mad stat the other day. He's like number four or something. He scored bare Champions League goals,
bro. I think Sterling is comfortably one of the best. English, one of the best Prem wingers of all time. Not even just English.
The disrespect he's getting now is kind of harsh still.
Taking a look at this Raheem Sterling treatment, is it just a timing thing for the people that hated him? Were they waiting for the point for him to not play or be out of form? Because if you take a look at old Sterling, this isn't new to him. Donny would buy something for his mum. Foden would buy something for his mum. But we're angry at Sterling buying something for his mum. These times he's just won the league, you know? He's just gone crazy, top goal scorer. He's done bare stuff and he can't look after his family without being scrutinised. So I'm beginning to wonder to myself, yo, have Sterling unfortunately, not like he wanted to do it, but now that he's not playing, all of this disrespect he's getting looks justified. Has it just been the media that's been on him the whole time?
You know when you load the tweet on draft, you wait for the team to lose. So you can get them, you know?
You've done that before, innit?
You know I've done that before. You know I have. That's what they're doing with Sterling. They're loading it, waiting as soon as he matches up, but done. That's
I'll be real now, that before you even answer that, I think they've done that with you a little bit, you know?
Nah, I see me.
I feel like your stigma, I feel they put a stigma on you from early, though.
Let's not do that. I up, bro. I was giving them the ammunition. I don't feel like Sterling did. I was giving them ammunition here. Take that and put that.
I think don't get it twisted. You and Sterling are two opposite ends of a spectrum.
That black Range Rover, boy. Bloody hell.
You know what it is, yeah?
Jesus. Parked on the curb. Outside the dance. Hazards on.
What? Did you play against Balotelli?
I did, but.
Clash of the Titans.
Like 15 minutes. Not too much.
Okay.
Clash of the Titans.
But I see him smoking in half time. Like, I was like, yo.
I was going to say, yeah, that's another madman.
What?
That's another madman.
Like, yo, I was jogging to get my tip. Like, I forgot my top, innit? I've gone in half time. He's got a saying to the like, you know the stuff. Like, then you go through the tunnel. Can you get me a cigarette? The man smoking a cigarette half time. I swear down.
What? In a game that he was playing in?
Yeah. That's Newcastle versus Man City. He's gone into a room somewhere, got the cigarette, gone in half time somewhere and smoked the cigarette.
Not even on a what would now do, but obviously you're nine, English nines in the game right now. It's kind of rare.
So now
in this era, I know we do this with our guests a lot. We try.
Gas them up.
Yeah, go back in time and get you a move. That's never going to happen.
Yeah.
I said Real, man. I said Real.
But all jokes aside, you was a young, exciting striker.
Yeah, 100.
Right now, there isn't. You understand? What do you think has happened to the game?
Boy, I feel like I gave them the ammunition. I don't know what heights I could have reached if I just actually behaved. Yeah, they would have tried to do that. I think because of my skin, I'm just saying it straight. I feel like they would have tried to rub me out somehow. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But obviously, the way I was performing, playing for England under 19s, banging off, banging, hearing this team want me, this team, and I'm performing, you know, the Arsenals were playing them, thinking, right, this is Arsenal. Mashing up Arsenal, like, I'm thinking, yo, bro, like, this is, I'm definitely going places, you get what I'm saying? Then I got gassed, then it's just started just hell. It just started hell. Then one thing happened, ripple effect, just one thing after another, next thing I know, man's at Southend, League One, like, you get what I'm saying? Trying to do the number 9 thing. But obviously, there's not many out there right now what can hold up the ball, can, you get what I'm saying? And English as well.
You played in the two as well, wasn't it?
Who?
You played in the two?
Yeah. Played in the two.
So then, like, when you was playing, wasn't there, because obviously you were a young player coming, you'd been coming up. When you're in the England squad, they always talk about players in the under 16s or they talk about players in the under 18s. They always talk about younger players going up.
Yeah.
Was there no talk, even when you were coming up, of a younger striker? Because I know that, I remember watching, you scored a mad goal in Rezies one time. Yeah, and I think it was Harper.
Yeah, comparing you to like chest volley.
The chest volley was crazy, and I think Harper's comparing you to like, he's saying like, you're the next one after the Michael Owens and the Shearers. But then it's like, okay, so if Niall Ranger was playing Premier League today, and he's is the only striker you're saying, Leon Delap? Like, why is this happening?
He's cold, by the way, that Delap.
Trust me.
Trust me, he's cold. He's young in it as well. He's cold.
Was there something that happened with England before where they were focusing more on strikers in the development stages?
They don't make enough good strikers.
Yeah, maybe not. You know, because
don't make it.
When I was coming up there, I was like, cool, I'm here, and I'm seeing, obviously, there was Welbecks, there was like, Sturridge, he weren't there.
But
he
younger.
Went straight for, I don't know if he was there, I didn't see him in my group, but he might have played in the younger one, the younger age groups, but there was me, Welbeck, I'm trying to think of the European, the Euros, when we went to Ukraine, me, Welbeck, who else was there as a striker? Oh, there was too much, man.
Sturridge
was there.
Older. Was too advanced.
Andros Towns, I don't know if you want to call him a striker. There was Kyle Walker was there, Trippier, Henry Lansbury, even man like, what's that Hoyt? Gavin, what's the Hoyt?
Justin Hoyt.
Justin Hoyt as a defender.
Huddleston.
He's older. He wasn't there. Who else was there? There was a lot of, the England squad was mad, like, and then there was...
Jay Sperrin.
Sperrin. No, what's the you, Everton? He's like, Rodwell.
Jack Rodwell.
Blood,
yeah.
he was in my baller, team. I say, and he's cold.
Talk about Rodwell. Jack Rodwell. Because my man's in Australia.
Where's he gone? Where's Rodwell, bro?
In Moldova. I'm like, I made it up. I don't know. No, I don't know. It could be New Zealand.
He was cold, Rodwell. Rodwell was cold.
What position did he play? Because he plays.
I don't know. I was watching him play. I was like, this guy's a baller, bro.
You could have seen it, innit?
He was sick. He just, like, the way he's powerful and he should just.
He had both feet as well.
He had his mind made up before the ball came into him. Like, he just alert. He just. Like
this level up, above.
Yeah, levels above, bro. Rodwell, so I remember him.
When you were coming up as like a young striker, what were you coached to focus on?
That's a good question.
You know, that is a good question. As in off the field, on the field.
On the field.
I think it was running behind, make sure your touch is correct. Like I was good in the air, innit?
Yeah.
So whatever's in the air, just try and, you get what I'm saying? Don't make them have the second balls, don't make it come straight back into the defence. It was mainly that. And running in behind, because I was kind of fast at the time.
Your team
weren't
really playmaking like it is today.
Do you feel like strikers today are asked to do much, focus on too many things? Like, in terms of like having to be able to be good with just like link play and everything like that, rather than just like running behind and just like trying to score a goal like maybe back in the day?
Yeah, no. I feel like the basics, you need the basics first. Because I remember, Stuart Pearce, he dissed me, brother. I played like a game. I started disrespecting.
Get well soon.
What did he say?
Oh, is he hurt?
Yeah, he's ill.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh, come on. Get well soon.
He dissed me. He was like, I was coming. I remember like it was 20 minutes ago. He's like to me, come here for a second. And I went there. And he's like, you're playing for England. You know that? Do you think you play? You didn't even make one movement. Your movement is abysmal.
Abysmal.
Under 19s. He was like, but he's under 21s, man.
Coach,
at the time. He was like, your movement. I don't know why. I don't even know why you're here right now.
Is it?
I was like, oh. I went onto the court because I knew we didn't play the best. And he was like, your movement. You shouldn't be at England right now.
I don't get how Stuart Pearce was.
That's that thing though. We was just talking about. They're trying to speak to you, speak to you like that to try and get the best out of you. Sometimes you don't
need
that.
In goals. Before that, I was smacking in goals for England. Like the one game I played, I had a mate. Yeah, I knew that. My mate, he's like, your movement is horrid. Do you not watch Welbeck? Do you not watch Danny? Like, he was like, anyway, you shouldn't be at England right now with that type of performance.
Mental.
And I was just like, I held that in myself. I didn't even tell no one. I didn't tell anybody. I kept that to myself, bro.
But Shoe Pierce is a weird guy because he was mad because obviously he worked with younger players. Yeah, I think that's why he got the opportunity to be a manager at Man City. And then there was a cup game, Man City, Aston Villa. Last minute, Michael Richards scores in the last minute to make it 1-1. And this guy's out here cussing him in the post-match interview. So them type of guys there don't really make sense of Stuart Pearce. Just a weird guy.
That's mad.
One thing, obviously, now you're at Bournemouth now. Have you noticed from, because like I said, we were speaking about a lack of strikers.
Say that again, what did you say?
He's at Bournemouth.
I was at Bournemouth.
So in the Premier League, we've seen a lack of strikers, especially young strikers coming up. You've got man like Wood having to be top goal scorer now. Yeah. Is that filtering down
Chris
to
Wood?
The other?
Yeah. He's top goal scorer?
Nah, not quite.
I was about to say what?
Number nine.
He's all right, though.
Who's the top scorer? Isak.
Is that something that's filtering down the leagues, though? At Bournemouth, for example, in the league that you're in right now, is there also there a lack? Because I'm trying to figure out why there's a lack of strikers. I'm really trying to figure it out. And is it something that's filtered down into all leagues, or is it just...
But you see, like with the forwards, yeah? Because I've got a reasoning. Man's watched football for enough long, innit? With football,
so
I'm
you're
saying,
older than me, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
You done my way for
I weren't teaching no youth to do no badness, man. If you linked me then, boy, you would have been, yo, mad. Yeah, but I'm saying, now everyone's trained to be a forward. Everyone can play right or left. Even when I was growing up, if you was a striker, certain times you get teams, they got a fat striker. Mm. No disrespect to fat people. Mm. But they were good. Yeah. His job was his job. Yeah. You get it to him, he holds it, he spins it, bang. You know what I'm saying? They don't make them no more.
You had Turkish, I had some Turkish boy that was a midfielder, Ali, and he was at that as well. He was a bit
chubby.
You could not get the ball.
Can he run though? Can he run?
Ali didn't need to run. He used to play flea bob.
Where the strikers are is Messi and Ronaldo turn up. So they were getting goals. Yeah. They're getting goals off the wing. Yeah, so the glory is wide. Even Henry's to blame.
Henry's to blame.
Drifting wide to pick up the ball. But when I was growing up playing football, now certain time I'd be on the left. I'm saying, what are you doing? I'm saying, this is where Henry is. Yeah. I'm shouting at my dad.
Right.
I'm saying, this is where Henry's running from.
You're talking from, you know what I'm saying, innit?
Where you're supposed to be between the sticks. That's it. You're not really if you're on a 19, you're not supposed to really move between the sticks. And bother those centre halves. Man's talking to the left back.
Look at Isak. He collects the ball wide sometimes. Isak's like a winger sometimes, you know. He collects it mad wide.
So I'll ask you both then, since we're on the topic of strikers and, you know, Arsenal right afterwards. Let's take a look at a couple of options. If it was between Isak, Gyökeres and Sesko, what striker is the final piece to Arsenal's puzzle?
My opinion, he's not there.
He's not there?
No.
Who are you going to say?
Arsenal, man.
No, Ranger.
No, Liam Delap. What are you saying?
So you pointed him to Liam Delap?
Both of them.
I can't talk on Sesko. I've never seen Sesko play at a match here, but I think Isak suits Arsenal play the most. Because he's like, you see when Arsenal signed Jesus, yeah? I thought he was going to do the mad thing because his link-up play is impeccable. But in front of goal, he just crashes out. But you see Isak, he plays Arsenal football at Newcastle, bro. I feel like he will do everything Jesus does with goals.
I don't think it will work, man.
With goals.
I think it will.
But obviously, in theory, nobody knows if it will work.
He's going to Liverpool, I think.
Huh?
He's going to Liverpool.
Isak?
Yeah, I think so.
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. I was in Sweden in his old estate.
Yeah.
And the East Africans have come out. They've just said Liverpool's where he's going. I was just hurt.
See?
Big facts, bro. I was in Stockholm. I got a passport. What can I say, man? It's blue.
I think him at Arsenal wins the Premier League.
I don't want him.
Who do you want Arsenal to sign?
Isak.
Yeah?
100%. He's caught. He's just done too much. Like, he's just.
I reckon Nunes fits at Arsenal.
It's probably not going to be Isak because this world is just how it is and no justice. But it's not fair. It's not real. But all jokes aside, so out of Gyökeres, Sesko, Liam Delap, who do you think Arsenal should grab?
Osimhen.
Man, I've been talking about, because I remember there was a stage where I was like, need a striker, like, and then Ivan Toney was in the shouts. And I was like, bro, Ivan Toney. No, I swear to you.
I rated him.
I'm not ever going to say that.
Just say it, because I'm not
going to say it, man. It's like, filthy.
I swear to you.
Just say it.
Ivan Toney, you're out there.
Respect.
You're cold. I swear to you. I feel like I'm not even trying to just say it. Man's better than Ivan Toney.
I knew he was going to say it. His
penalty taking is cold. Like, but you see, hold up and all that. If I behave myself, let me just break it down. I'm better than Ivan. I swear to you, when I saw that Ivan Toney, I sat in my car like this and said, because I know him, he's cool, innit? Like, I'm not going to rub it like this him or not, and he's cold. Best penalty take I've ever seen. But I looked in the car, I opened the little car thing. You know, little mirror in the car?
Yeah.
You looked at yourself.
Arsenal actually want Ivan Toney. And I am better than Ivan Toney. I swear to you, I'm not even joking.
He was at Newcastle as well, wasn't it, Ivan Toney?
Yeah, he was.
He was at Newcastle, yes, yeah.
Bro, I used to see him there at Newcastle, bro.
Oh, yeah, so you're saying it like on a personal level.
And I just left, they got rid of me. Personally,
You was ahead of him as well, Paul.
Yeah, I was ahead of him. But then he started then he went to Peterborough, started banging off then. I rate Ivan Toney, don't ever get it twisted, but I swear down, if it were not penalties, I'm better than him.
If not penalties, ooh. Saudi,
yo, trust me.
You know what, now. You and me, we've spoken, but we ain't really entered the business realms.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but I actually deal with some of the Arsenal transfer business right now. Tried to get Rashford, but didn't have the contacts moving fast enough. Right now, we got a man up front that is a centre midfielder that looks like Mikel Arteta's nephew. And I got love for him, but I want to know, do you think you do a better job than Mikel Merino at Arsenal right now?
Playing with them type of players, possibly.
With Mikel Merino up front, we're second. One place below first place. So are you telling me now, Ranger?
You could win us the league.
That you'll win us the league.
I'll win us the league. Hey, yo, trust me. Get L. Trust me. I leave my...
Bye, brother.
Shout me, bruv. I'll win us the league. I get my fitness up, I'll win us the league. I swear to you. And the passion I have for Arsenal, I'll win us the league, bro.
All I'm saying is if I was in charge of Arsenal Demons for real, our front three would be now Ranger, Jordan Ivan, Sean Wright Phillips right now. See you later, people.
All right, buy your tickets for the show, man.
Buy your tickets. Likes, comments, share, subscribe, press the bell.